Is this the Circles podcast?
And it goes a little something like...
Has it been 2 weeks?
Almost three.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think we missed just 1 week. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody, to the podcast.
Maybe we did miss 2 weeks.
I think we missed two. To be fair, there was a lot happening.
Yeah, everybody got a promotion, and then we all had to go to fucking work.
almost everybody got a promotion.
You're the assistant deli manager now.
I'm working on it.
It doesn't matter.
I basically do the assistant deli manager job, but I don't have it yet. Let me check. Has it been 2 weeks? Did you see somebody just recently name themselves the Circles Podcast?
What?
Somebody just recently named themselves the Circles Podcast. So when you look us up, it's really hard to find now.
Circles off.
Yeah, one of those, and then...
2 weeks ago. Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's 2 weeks ago, like, almost... Two, three, yeah. I think it's about to be three.
I just realized this was a sticker.
You didn't know it was a sticker?
No, I was like, how am I supposed to hang this shit? I was so confused.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, look. Look at that copyright right there.
We should click it and play it.
The game R&B House Party 2.
Which one is that?
Click it.
But if we play it, then we're going to get copywritten again.
We have no money to make right now.
Ah! Fuck these guys.
That's funny as fuck. They know we're recording, Josh.
Was it? Yeah, it's Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Skip it.
I don't know this song.
I'm so glad to... Oh, yeah. I remember that one dude was rapping with that dude next to him, dissing him, and he was like, motherfucking... Oh,
and you said we were going to get hit for that.
I told you we would.
Worth it. That was fucking sick.
It was fire. Oh, I finally found him on TikTok. I found the other guy. The other guy went first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as good.
We watched the whole thing.
Not as good. Oh, you're right. Okay, that's right.
That's why we got...
Okay,
we didn't get copywritten. I just want to point out, we didn't get copywritten for his song. We got copywritten for the good part.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well.
Oh, shit.
Pal World update.
Yes. Oh, my God, dude.
The ore mining site. Facility for producing ore? We can get infinite ore? Wait, so we don't need an ore farm anymore? Homeward Thundercloud. Okay, here it is. Teleports you to the nearest base. Cannot be used in dungeons or similar locations. You need a Dazzy Cloud. Okay. Summoning Altar. So this is what it is. Offer a slab depicting a pal to summon a powerful pal to your ability glasses. This is what it does. Glasses to discern hidden pal abilities. Display HP, health, attack, defense on a scale of 0 to 100. You need ancient civilization cores. We don't have any of that. Electric Egg Incubator. Requires electricity, but automatically keeps the inside of the incubator at appropriate temperatures. That actually might be really good for us because we're playing on hard mode. The ore mine.
Oh, who? Why would you play on hard mode?
We play on super, super duper easy.
Because it's fun that way.
Yeah. But yeah, no, sick. Fucking ore mining facility.
That's so dumb. They should have had that from the beginning. My one thing is, since the game's still in early release, I really don't know how much... See what I'm saying? I really don't know how much more they can add to it. So I think my main concern would be, it feels like we've already played pretty close to a finished game, other than the tree.
More pals,
but also having an ore, like having a ore camp was fun, but
more islands, more to explore.
We need something to be able to get more points. Otherwise, people are just locked out.
There is more. You can. You kill bosses.
Over and over.
And you get... books for
fucking
points.
Fucking stupid.
Well, there is a way to do it. I'm just saying. See, you want to click?
Yeah, you can think the click that I think you're getting away. I think it's the heat thing, though. I like my whiskey neat. Yeah, I will prove you wrong.
Yeah.
I bet it's that sound. Click it.
This one?
Yeah.
It should...
Oh.
Did we mute something? What happened?
What did you do? Click Click the little tree there down at the bottom. What's that?
Captions.
What the fuck?
No, that's auto scroll. Did the Wi-Fi shit out?
No. What did you do?
I didn't do shit.
Well, you obviously did something. I forgot to start this.
I think my computer's shitting itself.
What? I mean, what the fuck happened? Click a YouTube video.
I'm trying to find something that's not copywritten. Yeah, I think it's the Wi-Fi. Did you hear that whale?
Yeah, she blows her nose really hard, yeah. Bruh. Exit out.
I think it's just the Wi-Fi.
Just exit out. Exit out.
No, dude. You know how many links I have open? I ain't fucking...
Yeah, I see that.
Hell no. I'm like about to open all that up. Oh. No, we're just not... Not working. Oh, we can't do anything. Fuck it.
Your computer hasn't done shit for 2 weeks, and this is how it responds?
It's like leaving a car sitting. You're not supposed to do that.
That is not the same thing.
It's the same thing. What did it say?
What the fuck is... Firefox is installing your update.
Oh, I might have accidentally clicked that.
Oh, dear God, Josh.
Hey, Firefox opened. Hey, you get your fair share.
You know what's really funny? While your computer's working really hard, it's still capturing all this. So the meltdown is being recorded through the video capture, which is even funnier. Huh.
Maybe it needed an update. Usually it applies it when I turn it back on.
What the fuck is sideloadly?
Don't mention it.
Yeah, is it one of them? Yeah. Yeah.
It's to apply apps you are not supposed to have access to your iPhone.
What do you mean? iPhone allows third-party apps now.
It's a bad app.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
So you could be in China?
Yeah. I got banned immediately, though.
Did you really?
I got a 7-day warning, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, hey, you were just in Evansville, and now you're in the mountains in Japan. What's that about?
Dude, what the fuck?
Try Google.
I can't even close it. I can't close this. I'm not going to try and open something else.
Oh, my God. Control-Alt-Delete.
That's page down.
All at the same time. Control-Alt-Delete.
I did.
Won't even... Okay, task manager. What the fuck is running so hard? Watch, it's going to be something like just the base computer settings. It's me. I'm running hard. Nothing else. Wow, your task manager won't even load. Okay, here we go. Is it capturing this too? Yeah, it is. Gaming server. It's using 100%. Holy shit.
What the fuck is that?
Well, I don't know, but it's using quite a bit of your CPU. Put it this way, Josh. Check this out right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's my CPU usage by recording video and capturing everything. What is yours at? 28. And that's by doing nothing.
7, 9, 8. Okay, are we good?
No, because you're still using 100% disk space. Restart. Quit Firefox. Quit it. Yeah, just quit it. Okay, so that was it. Firefox crashed, which in turn made your whole...
What the fuck is this?
That's your Apple software update. I don't think you got enough pop-ups.
It said my quick driver crashed. To be fair, this won't work next year, this entire computer.
Why?
It will be out of date.
Can you believe they're doing shit like that now?
Yeah, how dare I not spend money because this was Dakota's old computer, but how dare I? How do I fix that? Is that slow? I feel like that's slow.
Uptime is just, it's been up 33 minutes. That's all it's saying. Go to processes. Right click that manager.
Where?
Right, the first option. No, this. Fuck, click that. Right click that. End task.
Whoa. Oh, my desktop window manager is murdering my disk. System.
It's just your system.
Oh my God, stop.
End task. Can I exit out of this? Just let it breathe. Do you want to try Firefox again or do you want to try?
I want to close this fucking window.
Right click it.
I did.
Right click it again.
You know what?
He's going to restart the computer. Yeah. I'm going to restart. All right.
I guarantee you it's going to need an update.
Do you think so?
I guarantee you that's what's happening.
Oh, it's so funny. What? Restart anyway.
Fuck these bitches.
You know, it's funny on your task manager, it didn't even say your media manager was open.
That's the thing I couldn't close.
I know. That's why it's funny.
Oh, my God.
For fuck's sake.
You're witnessing it live.
Shit. That's honestly really funny.
Fuck you.
Couldn't even watch. All of a sudden the TikToks didn't have sound.
It was working fine.
And you were like, I didn't click anything. What's going on? You look so bougie drinking a fucking rock star with a glass straw.
I have bad teethers.
How's your GoFundMe go? There's a GoFundMe. We will put the link in the description.
Fuck you.
Why? Why?
I have $0 raised.
Okay, we'll put the link in the description.
Okay, I get not donating nothing, right? I get it. Because most people don't get teeth pain. Like, they don't. There's like fucking teeth.
What'd you share it to? Over it.
Facebook and Twitter. And I think that's it.
Okay. We'll put it in the description,
but the thing that I'll share the podcast is it has zero likes and zero comments on my Facebook, and I know motherfuckers are on Facebook. All you can't even like it.
Donate to Unbearable Tooth Pain, organized by Josh.
Can't even like it. Matter of fact, Keisha, I know that the boys are watching this video in the background, all right? You couldn't even like it?
Hello, thank you.
I get it, but you couldn't even like it? Or share it? Or nothing?
You spelled bear wrong.
Huh?
You spelled bear as in grizzly bear, but it's B-A-R-E. You put B-E-A-R.
It was actually auto-generated by GoFundMe.
I haven't been able to go to the dentist for a good 6-7 years. I have bad pain in the back, lips, and my mouth. How did it auto-generate this?
I wrote a description, and then when you click share on GoFundMe, it writes a thing for you.
I like how you have receipts. Hey, I'm not lying. 3 days ago, no donators.
Nobody even looked at it.
Now I somehow have to get my wisdom teeth removed. The back lip tooth is causing me unbearable pain. And I have to get a molar on the right side pulled, so it's also really bad. I'm irritable and in pain all day, every day. I just want some pain relief. at the end of it, you should have been like, if you can't do anything else, just give me some pills.
Oh, my God.
This is a dude, we're in the fucking computer gate again. One of our episodes like 6 months ago, the exact same thing happened and it took forever.
I'm so sorry, guys. I mean, I'm not. I left the computer here and Ethan was supposed to make sure everything was working.
All the money. I didn't touch it. I didn't touch the computer. Nothing happened.
We restarted.
Hey, look, rainbow.
You have a vape charger.
Yes, but while the rainbow's on the screen, we support the LGBTQRS del WNOP. Yeah, it is. Look, it's even got the black and whites in there.
What's up, brother?
Tuesday.
What's up, brother?
Diamonds are made under pressure. Here you go.
Isn't that sad? Makes me sad.
No, it makes me happy that a streamer
can bring.
Oh yeah, your teeth. But that does suck. I thought you were talking about.
Didn't even like it.
I know.
Yeah. I care. Like a fake ass emoji. You know what I'm saying?
Not even a fake ass emoji.
No. Like, aw.
Good for you. Good or for bad you. For you.
No one.
Just keep resharing it on your Facebook.
No.
Why?
They don't feel bad. It's because I'm not a woman.
You should be like you should redo the thing and be like, help me not be homeless. So people will click it and be like, gotcha. I just need teeth though.
Way cheaper.
Way cheaper. I don't need a house. I just need a mouth.
I have a house. I need a mouth.
I have a house. I need a mouth. Yeah, exactly. Be like, you don't even got to get the toothbrush. I just need the teeth for the toothbrush. That's it.
I got a toothbrush. I got mouthwash. I got floss.
Some idiot's going to be like, why didn't you fucking use it all those years then?
I forgot.
How'd you forget?
For 7 years, I forgot.
4 score and 7 years ago, I put down the brushing of the teeth, and I decided I don't want to be this
man. You know, my idol's George Washington, and I really wanted wooden teeth.
Well, since you are racist, we just get a couple slaves, and you can pull their teeth.
Whoa.
Do you know his teeth were made out of slave teeth? And apparently he paid for them, by the way. He didn't just pull them out of their mouth. He did, in fact, pay for them.
We couldn't set him free.
Horse teeth, and then
Ben Franklin got a slave pregnant, and didn't even set her free.
Dude, do you not know about this? Hmm. Ben Franklin had like fucking bodies in the bottom of his house.
Yeah,
like a lot.
Yeah,
like a lot.
Yeah, I don't like Ben Franklin. He stole from Nikola Tesla. He can eat a fat fucking cock.
We're talking about the electricity thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
fuck him.
Yeah, Tesla was also the same guy who could put a light bulb in the ground and make it glow. Because the Earth had energy that we could naturally use. Like his Tesla coils were built around that whole thing.
Dude, Tesla was a fucking genius.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, was Edison the one who stole from him?
Yes.
Not Franklin.
Nope, not Franklin.
Fuck both of them.
Both of them.
I knew that. I don't know why.
Benjamin Franklin. Fuck that guy.
He's the guy with the coin and just the kite, right?
Throwing dirt on his
key.
He put
key
attached a key to a kite and it so made electricity. Fuck electricity.
You know what? Fuck him too.
Dude, if anything, Doc Brown stole the idea from him.
I swear to I think he just like repurposed it.
Like where it came down. Well, to be fair, I don't think the key was connected to a wire. It was connected to string on a kite.
Yeah, and I don't
plus know. It didn't have a clock or a time machine. That
yeah,
I'm like,
also Ben Franklin didn't time travel. I think he won that argument.
I think you're probably right.
Also, he's dead, so fuck him.
True. Yeah, so slaves in the basement.
What is he going to do about it?
Slaves in the basement.
What is he going to do about it? Motherfucker's dead.
Okay, so it turned back on and then went to black screen.
I got to my main screen. It's loading my profile.
Does it always do that?
When it boots back on, yeah.
Does it always take this long?
I don't like the implication you're putting towards me.
Bro, I can't even plug our new cameras into the fucking computer because the computer can't handle the cameras. So
what were you saying?
I'm saying it sucks as well. We just need new stuff.
These are good.
Yep.
Cameras are good. We just need the really expensive shit, man.
Important part to make it all happen.
You know what? start a GoFundMe.
I've thought about it. I started a GoFundMe for prom before. She didn't like it.
Did you get money?
No.
Who didn't like it?
I took it to the girl I was going to prom with. She was like, I was like, I'm sorry I made you look poor, but I can't afford a suit.
Did you get money?
No, I took it down.
Why?
Because I didn't go to prom.
You were like, you know what? I don't like the way you're acting. Fuck you.
Yeah, that was my... Did I go to senior prom? I think I only went to junior prom.
Wasn't that with...
Bree?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she was a underclassman, so she wasn't even allowed at prom.
You got her in here anyway.
Yeah. What are you doing? Well, you're allowed if you go with an upperclassman. Yeah, okay. So, how's the computer going?
We're up.
I wish that was a real place. You know, minus like the fire and stuff.
If it's up, then it's up.
You know what I'm convinced, though? Based on this picture, it looks like King's Landing from Game of Thrones took a lot of inspiration from... Is this Naboo?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like King's Landing.
King's Landing looks like Naboo.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Is it looks like... Because Game of Thrones came out afterwards. Or...
The book technically came before.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like...
Visually, I think they took ideas from Naboo.
Okay.
Maybe.
How in depth did... Is it R.R.? Or how in depth did he explain...
R.R. Martin.
Or, yeah, George R.R. Martin. How in depth did he explain how the city looked, though, in the book?
I didn't fucking read Game of Thrones.
I didn't either. I just watched the show. It was super fucked up. It was good, though. It was good. Not the last season.
I'm like...
No, her and I both agreed about, like... What, did they have 8 seasons? It could have ended at 6. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, the last season was really... I think they started making their own stories at 7.
Well, what had happened was... You and I have already talked about this. The guys got offered, the writers and direct... Like, the main people running it got offers for their own solo Star Wars movies. So they rushed through it so they could end that and be like, all right, now we're good on the Star Wars. And then they canceled those.
Yeah, and the movies, this is upsetting. The movies, the Game of Thrones people were supposed to make
were... Wasn't one of them Bounty Hunter?
Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights of the Old Republic.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know, but your apps aren't...
I don't want to fucking update my quick driver. Thank you. I just had to yell at it.
Wait a minute. Why did your Foxfire crash, but you weren't on Foxfire?
It was updating.
Oh.
Can you fuck off? Thank you. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I'm pissed. I planned to say what's up, brother, to you first. Because you said you didn't like it. Has it grown on you?
I didn't know what it was from.
The sketch.
I know. I figured it out.
Oh, did you figure it out?
I did.
What's up, brother?
I have faith in my computer.
let's just fucking speed load all the tabs before a page can load. What?
Fuck! No, we're good.
So camp was fun.
What are you talking about?
Camp.
Did Paige end up coming up?
Yeah, like right after you left.
For real?
Like an hour or two, yeah.
Well, she said she missed me.
Yeah, duh. But
what'd she say?
I thought you were staying. She asked where you were, and I said that you went back with Dakota. She was kind of upset because she wanted to see you, but she was like, I get it, because I won't be here all night either, so... Just the way it worked.
I was actually, before I came up here, I was going to run over to her house and be like, hey, I missed you at camp. I want a hug.
She called me yesterday, and then I called her back, and then I missed the call. Like, we played phone tag like 3 times yesterday, and I ended up just never talking to her.
Did you see, ignore that, did you see fucking Bam Margera?
Yeah, he's doing good.
You're the fucking worst.
Why?
Use your words. Thank you.
He seems to be sober is what Josh is referring to.
That's what that is.
He's still mad at Knoxville, though.
You're wrong. Hold on. I'll show you.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Uh-uh.
Yes, you are.
Really? Because Bam was just on the podcast with Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny. Johnny Box Bam.
Well, that's a fucking lie.
I don't know what you were trying to prove just now.
Oh, fuck me. That's two different people.
You were thinking of Steve-O?
Oh, shit. This is the video I saw. My bad.
Yeah. Reunited with Bam Margera.
Yeah, Bam, you drink coffee in the morning?
Big time. But
this is... They went surfing.
Skating, yeah.
Dude, motherfucker still got it.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I was fucking... This is sick. You see this?
Yeah.
Sick as fuck.
Yeah, I like that comment. I see these on all of them. It's like I hope the Bam realizes there's a whole generation that grew up watching him that is rooting for him.
Because I had to explain it to Dakota. I'm like, you know about Bam Margera? She's like, yeah, I know him. I'm like, you know he went crazy, right? And she goes, no.
We just want him to do so. Like, yeah.
Because
it's all
like,
because of Ryan Dunn dying.
I was never like, oh, yep. I knew it was going to happen.
Type in Bam Bunny.
God, that fucking haircut, Josh. I literally.
I know. I've seen the post.
I, too, am very confused on why I thought this haircut was a good idea.
Josh, this is a terrible haircut, and it makes you look like pain.
Fuck you.
Our love was lost.
That's not that song.
What?
The song.
No, I know, but in the Mac Miller song at the beginning of the original, he goes, fuck you, our love was. But then
what am I looking up?
When his parents.
Bam Bunny?
Bam and Bunny.
Bunny.
Money, 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 money. Yeah, click it. He says some shit I haven't heard him say in a long time.
Like best of friends.
Yeah. He was just such a character. He would be the guy to do the gnarly thing that everybody would back out on. To get in that wheelbarrow and get pushed off of that three-story building into this pricker bush. Just give me a shot at Crown Royal and let's get it done and over with. So, and we did everything together. Find out that he got in a car accident. It was very devastating because I never had anybody die that I was close to and I never knew what it felt like. I remember we were outside of Phoenix, Arizona. I was doing an appearance the next day. And all of a sudden, I just punch out the van window and break it for no reason. And the tour manager was like, why did you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just mad and I don't know why. I just don't know why. Turns out he wrecked at 1228 in Pennsylvania and I smashed the window at fucking 928 in Phoenix. So it's like we had such a connection that I knew something bad happened and I didn't know what till I found out the next morning.
It was like he was like a soulmate.
Like he wanted you to know. Yeah.
Soulmates can be your friends too. Do you feel like after Ryan's death is kind of when you started spiraling?
Hell yeah, because... I was so lost. Instead of like drinking as a celebration, it was just drinking to forget.
So you and...
No, that's just depressing.
I know, but scroll. Yeah. Type in Knoxville. No, that's not it. Yeah, there.
So you're still really angry and hurt with Knoxville.
Put me through hell, made me pay all this treatment money, and they're filming behind my back while I'm in treatment, so they already set me up to fail. And then as soon as I do the slightest thing wrong, I'm not in the movie. So I paid $100,000 to go to treatment, only for me to fuck up, and then now I'm not in the movie. They had it all planned out, and I think that Knoxville tried to do this.
Why was she green?
She's just mute instead.
Movie called Action Point in South Africa, and they had a $15 million budget, and he tried to do it without us, and it was a flop. They only made $2 million. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, the label says, you're not free to go. You're either going to have to pay this back or put your house up for sale or do a Jackass 5. Well, if Bam's not in it, then that's already $6 million, $5 million that we don't have to pay back. So we could already say he's a liability because he's drunk out in front of a hotel room on TMZ. Yeah, well, on Jackass 2, I got a high five for good press when I got a felony charge having Brant's knuckles at the LAX airport drunk as hell. I have learned how to forgive and be happy, and I deleted anybody that's given me a problem, but I just want to take my anger out on one person. Knoxville, get into a ring with me, take off your boxing gloves, 1, 2, 3, you're done for.
So you're still...
I do understand the whole not taking accountability thing, but what he is basically saying is he thinks Johnny could just pose him as a liability. So if he's not in Jackass, well, then I don't have to pay you a whole bunch of money because you are a big name and probably would get more money. Mm-hmm. How much of that is true, I don't know. But the only person he seems to be actually mad at is Knoxville. So I don't know.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. What's up, brother? Just a second. Hold on, brother.
I love it, dude. I love it. Tell me that's not awesome, though.
It is.
Just a bunch of dudes.
I thought you would appreciate this.
I love this. I love this. You know what's crazy? This all was on my For You page this morning.
Yeah.
It's even funnier considering he's a spokesperson for Duncan now.
Hold on. Where is it? Yeah, he looks so stressed out. Who keeps sending him alone to pick up all these drinks? Send him help.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, he dropped him.
And now he's a spokesperson for Duncan. Honestly, he probably doesn't order those. I guarantee you that they just get sent every day. Or maybe they're just free. Jeez, you, dude, this is all my For You page this morning.
Did you see this?
Time for you to get a new keyboard.
What? Oh, yeah, no, I'm long overdue.
Man, look at this shit. It's so worn down. How'd it get like this?
Well, the top left letters are worn down because I play video games, and then the other ones are worn down because I suck at video games. Oh. Jesus, dude.
I don't get it.
You didn't catch it? What letters are worn down, Ethan?
N-I-G-G. That's funny. This is my entire...
Still standing!
Film the other side of the map and your squad starts the extraction immediately. I don't get it. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jeez.
I can't play. I can't fucking play. What do you expect from me? Josh gets a PS5 from his fucking fiance now. Apparently everybody else knows what the fuck Helldivers is like.
Have you seen this?
You guys ready?
Yep.
Post-it Malone.
Post-it Malone.
Wow, what a...
Dang it!
He didn't get him all the way in the hole.
All right, bring it.
What are you smelling, boys?
Post-cologne.
What am I smelling?
Post-cologne.
Wow.
I do smell it.
Ghost Malone.
Ghost Malone.
There you go,
Rhett. I got it.
Home Alone.
Right, you got it right off the bat.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Is that why
you're so quick? Yeah.
Coming in like a storm.
Idea Malone. Is it a light bulb?
It's a light. It's something that
lamp Malone. Post Malone
holds a light.
Socket. Post
lamp,
socket.
Lamp post Malone.
Oh, light post Malone.
There you go. I honestly didn't think anybody was going to get it. Oh, what's up, Red and Link?
Phone Malone.
Hold on. Oh, sorry. I got to take a call.
On hold Malone.
Postpone Malone.
You read the Malone. Comment. Yeah. Where is it?
Sorry. I'm going to have to do that later.
Post haste Malone?
Procrastination, postcrastinator.
Sorry, Timmy. I'm gonna have to do that later. I am on Red and Link.
You guys are so close. You're real close.
That's why I want somebody to get
posthumous.
Post.
If you can't do something now, you're gonna have to until later.
Postpone alone.
There you go.
Gosh.
Postpone alone.
Link, you gotta catch up.
I'll do it. Toast
wow.
Malone.
Pretty good.
He's on the
That's
comeback trail.
It almost rhymes. Say it with an accent.
Post Malone baloney.
He's a fucking idiot.
Am I Italian?
Pissed Malone?
Wow, what a guy.
Wow. I would have never
That's
guessed
incredible.
That.
I get my prize.
And you get...
Wasn't that great?
That was good.
I like that become, ghost cologne by Post
what
Malone.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Rhett McLaughlin's.
Yeah. Is that it?
Holy shit.
You guys ready?
I love their friendship.
Rhett that McLaughlin's. That's
because his name's Rhett McLaughlin.
Yeah, that's just fucking crazy. I would have never guessed that.
Oh, dude.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I got to go AFK.
This is great. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a second, man. Don't punch me out. If you got to go your own way, I don't blame you.
No.
All right, hold on, guys. I got to check on something.
Beef steak for me, yeah? I can see you. You can't come in here yet, mate. All right. My friend's AFK, and you're not allowed in. You step through the door, you're going to get a face full of buckshot. So I wouldn't even try it, mate, all right?
Okay,
I know you can hear me. I got myself on triple digits, my dog. You want to die? Come through the door. Try me. Come on. Come through the door, go on. Come through the door.
He did it. What the fuck? Wasn't that great?
That was crazy.
Roasted on business. This should be the official trailer for DayZ.
Yeah, if only DayZ didn't suck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, did you see the Spider-Man 4 thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just rolls over it.
Did you see this?
Yeah, Charlie Cox and John Bernthal. I'm happy Bernthal's back. Why is his suit so red? What's that about? Have you noticed that? It's like shiny red.
I wonder why Daredevil's suit is so red.
No. Because
the man is very red.
No, that's not. You're not. Okay, so look at the original suit that was in the first season.
That one?
Yeah, it was almost it was like a dark maroon. Yeah, like that. And then now this one is like cherry fucking red. Why? Not to mention the things we saw go up, scroll up, was that yellow. What happened to that? Do you see what I'm saying? Now
that
go back.
That was in She-Hulk.
Yep. Now go back to the video. He looks like an apple.
He's supposed to be that red, though.
It's just shiny.
I thought I had another. Oh, you'll love this.
They stole it from me, Karma! They took it! That was today! Today! They stole it!
That was the original release date.
That's fucking crazy. Someone said I stayed alive for nothing.
Hamilton, they're making a musical about you. No way, really? Dude, I gotta hear this. How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore... Hamilton, they're making...
God damn.
You have to hear it. Oh, god damn it. Fuck.
Towers, they're gonna be attacked.
Dude, it's 2007.
Dude, it's 2007.
Did you see this?
Drake paid Jet. No.
Okay, so you know the Kendrick where he dissed every. Okay.
Yeah. And Jake.
Out of my Kendrick. Now.
This is AI. I can play this, right? The whole thing's AI.
Fucking doubt it.
This is AI. If you take this down, fuck you.
Your time is done.
Wearing a crown. And I am not handing it down. Six need an exorcist. That little nigga don't know a big stepping is. Came out the shadows to prove that he relevant. See me and Co running shit like a pellet. This stride ain't enough to be stepping to me. That name dropping shit ain't impressive to me. You pussy, it took you a decade to speak. The K got a dot, knock your head off your shoulders. Man, fuck all them Grammys, I'm best in the league. Yeah, y'all can debate about the two or the three. That shot value verse ain't gonna do it for me. I've been in the field while you sit on the bleachers. I gave you your start, you was.
I see you. You're going. You're like, all right.
That dude, shit goes hard. For me,
he pop out his chest trying to prove he elite. My punchlines will knock out that little boy's teeth.
Candyman
bought you a stepper, but I got you looking real sweet.
It bothers me because he can rap like that.
Hot take.
Drake.
Hot take.
Drake is that good, and he doesn't fucking do it anymore.
Hot take.
My nipples are hard.
I haven't liked Drake since he featured with Busta Rhymes.
Huh?
I don't like Drake.
Why?
I don't think he's good.
He's really good.
I don't like Hotline Bling.
Thank you. This is my point. He is that good.
I think the last.
But you know what the difference is? He just likes to be rich and he knows what everyone wants.
What's that one? Is it Just Hold On, I'm Coming Home?
Just Hold On, I'm Coming Home. Da, da, da. I love that song.
I don't think I've ever heard him like go hard. You know what I mean? Can you think of anything?
Yeah, I can. I can.
What?
It's okay, so the controversial take. I think his best album is either Nothing Was the Same or Views. Ooh, just saying Views just got my chills going. Okay, let me see the list of songs. That's the one Child's Play was on. Bounce That Shit Like, Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Some Road Flows With You. Scroll down. Fuck.
And what's the other one?
Fuck. I'm going to have to mute this because we have to play it.
Which one?
Go to type in Nothing Was the Same on the Google so I can see the song track list.
Start it from the bottom?
No. That was on there, though.
Wu-Tang, Own It, Worst Behavior, From Time, Hold On, We're Going Home, Connect, The Language, 305 to My City, Too Much, Pound Cake, Come Through, All Me, The Motion. Tuscan Leather.
Oh, no, here it is. Type in Drake, Pusha T diss. All right, hold on.
Duppy Freestyle? Yes. I think I've heard that.
Click play. Gotta make sure it doesn't come through. Fuck. That came through. Try to.
We can't hear it, but they can. It played. Play. It's coming through.
It's muted now.
Are you sure?
Fuck.
No, you're not.
How did I fix this last time? Oh, wait.
I think you're overthinking it.
No. Try now. Why is it doing that? You remember how I used to be able to just click it?
Mm-hmm.
Try now. What the fuck? This isn't... Fuck it. It's muted down here, so I hope it doesn't get it. But... It's about Kanye.
I don't like it.
Okay. Okay. Type in, what is it called? Dreddick, it's his critically acclaimed album, Take Care.
The fuck was that?
It's this down here. Scroll. View all.
Where?
At the bottom. The Ride. The Ride goes fucking... Let it play.
That's the whole beat?
Yeah. Let it play. The ride.
I don't think Aubrey's got it, man.
Okay, type in Draft Day by Drake. Draft Day, Johnny Manziel.
I know it's a hot take. I just don't like, I don't like him that much. I never really have. Better. It's much better.
You're not even listening.
What do you mean?
Type in Drake 9.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that now. Now it's coming through and stuff.
What the fuck is this song? It's my most recently added song. What the fuck is this? Sorry, Rhett, didn't mean your, didn't, that one. What the fuck is this?
What the fuck is wrong with you? I got something for you.
What?
Type in Drake Pound Cake. Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to show you two side by sides. Yeah.
This one and Lil Dickies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook on a farm. Yeah. Fucking hard.
Yeah.
But that just means like you could do that with that type of. There's another one he has on this. Type in Lil Dicky Drake beat. I can't remember. It's off the same album, it's the same instrumental.
What the fuck?
It's off Dave, season 3. Russell Westbrook on a farm. And there was another one.
Hearsay? No, that's from...
Yeah, it's it has the same background as... Make Belief, yes. Click pause. So the, Drake's album is called Nothing Was the Same. Read what Lil Dicky's version says. Nothing was quite the way it used to be before. And then, yeah. I hope done changed a note. The road been looking like a bunch of motherfucking famous quotes.
But I like Lil Dicky.
Dude, he goes hard.
But and that song before,
huh?
That song before was from TikTok.
Really? Can I turn the sound back on?
Hold on.
What if it just recorded that whole thing? And I mean, I muted it.
That would suck.
So it shouldn't technically do it in theory, because it's. Do it again.
Then a crack disc.
Huh.
Hey.
What? Oh, shit.
What's up? Why? What happened? I heard. Andy told me.
But why? How's that your fault? That's not how that should work. You tell him to eat a dick? You should have told him you were glad his cat died.
God damn.
You should have hit him with the fucking, what's her name? Jeanette McCurdy line. I'm glad your mom's dead. I'm sorry, baby. Right. What a bunch of dumb bitches. That might actually help you in the end. Well, okay. What the fuck? I'm sorry, honey. So he just shit on you and left? That's so fucking rude.
Like my shark shirt, guys.
Just chill out, watch some TikToks, relax. Well, hopefully that'll light a fire under their ass. Yeah. I'm sorry you're having such a bad day. That's okay. I still feel bad. No. Because I thought you had a follow-up question. No. Because jobs are hard.
Okay. People in the audio must be confused. Josh took a phone call in the middle of the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I forgot I'm right in his ear. He can hear me.
Both, I guess. Mostly you. You think I need a dick?
Ethan.
He's just talking shit.
No, I'm not.
He's kind of talking shit.
It's because you can hear me in your other ears. So I'm like, Josh.
He's fucking with me because I still have my headphones on. Just leave.
Just quit your job. Fuck it.
Yeah, true. Just do your best. They can't expect fucking God from you.
Yes, they can.
We can burn his house down.
We just caught a felony being made live.
See, next time he yells at you, just say that. Tell him to bring Gabby in.
Josh and Dakota are conspiring to commit a hate crime.
Stop whispering in my fucking ear. I know, baby.
What a good way to fill airtime.
Shut the fuck up. You don't have to get off the phone. You're all right. I love you too. Bye.
That's not my fault.
That's definitely your fault.
You're the one who kept telling me to shut the fuck up. You didn't have to react.
You were talking shit.
You didn't quietly to myself
to
and
me,
the audience.
I can fucking hear you.
Then take the headphones off.
Fuck you. I'm gonna get in trouble later.
Oh my god.
You gotta delete that.
Why?
She didn't want to be on recording.
She wasn't on recording.
I was on recording.
Yeah.
And she heard me. They heard me.
So? I can't delete that.
We'll fix it in post.
Nothing will be fixed in post.
We'll fix it in post.
Oh my god.
We'll edit that out.
What
back to this.
Back to this. Yeah.
See, legend could never be bros. That track blowing up in the metro was booming for mentioning me. I'm the top of the room. We know you can't fit in my shows. Yeah. Fuck it, I'm breaking the rules.
Look at the list right there. Number one, ChatGPT. Number two.
AI is so bad, bro.
What?
I don't know. The guy was just reacting to it. And that's sick.
It is sick. What the fuck was that?
What?
The Moist Critical.
It's a song.
Oh.
She a little freak. She for the street.
Six PGs on the check. Yeah, we probably can't play this. So, yeah, seeing Charlie outside his room is weird.
Right?
To his feet. Is he going to deliver? Sweet. Oh, the clear kick from out of nowhere.
What is that?
What?
That.
This?
And I'm going to take a beat of force and throw it at him. Oh, interesting. Okay, well, that's a dex save. He rolls a 22. Important 3. And he and my familiar take 11 force damage. Oh, boy. Well, your familiar is dead. Oh, you casted death word, and now they're encased, and only breathable air can pass through. So he's encased in a bubble of water with your familiar. Got it. Bonus action, command my familiar to cast the scroll of create or destroy water. And he's gonna destroy water. Okay, even if you have a 9th level casting of destroy water, you could only remove 90 gallons of water. A 10-foot radius sphere would have 31,000 gallons of water. Right, I just need to create a small vacuum to generate pressure. Why? Because on my turn, I'll tie a rope to the sphere and attach a gold bar from my bag of holding.
Fucking turn this shit off. This is ridiculous.
You said click
it. I know, it's the dungeon master being like, what the fuck is going on right now?
You fucking told me to click it, dog.
Oh my god. Yes, I like that one. Bob's down for the count. To the right. Some dude said, I usually pay top dollar for that. I am responsible for my own algorithm. That was in mine, too, so...
When I grow up, I want to go to the moon!
Why wait?
Helldiver, you are moving outside the mission area.
So can you do whatever you want in the game?
What do you mean?
Helldivers?
Like, elaborate.
Other than spread freedom? I don't know.
That sounds like treason.
No, I meant that's their motto, right? Isn't it like...
Spreading managed democracy throughout the galaxy.
Correct. So I heard you guys lost a planet. Is that true?
Here.
Will those ever come back?
This will tell you whatever you need. This I got here.
Tyler!
Look familiar? Scenes like these are happening all over the galaxy right now. You could be next. That is, unless you make the most important decision of your life. Prove to yourself that you have the strength and the courage to be free. Join the Helldivers. Become part of an elite peacekeeping force. See exotic new life forms. And spread managed democracy throughout the galaxy. Become a hero. Become a legend. Become a Helldiver.
Didn't answer any of my questions.
Didn't answer all of them.
That's so I don't understand. Like, so you, when you guys lost a planet, obviously the. I know the play is almost like super live because that one dev, he's like the dungeon. He'll just fucking drop in and be like, I don't think they should win right now. Mm-hmm. Like shit like that.
Dude, he was fucking us up yesterday.
Yeah.
There ain't no way that man was not meddling with our game. It was fucking ridiculous.
Why?
So there's 9 levels of difficulty, right? Starts on like fucking trivial, goes all the way up to Helldive, right? The one before Helldive is impossible. The one before impossible is suicide mission, right? So Helldive's the hardest difficulty. It's level 9. So we were on Helldive and we were fighting.
Is there a hell? So I have to ask, do you enter the world with other players and they're on a certain
difficulty? No. So the way it works is
there's a whole server of people on Helldive.
You're all in individual instances.
Correct.
You can have 4 players max, including you.
So technically, when you're on your ship and you see all the other ships...
That is real people.
Those are real people.
Those are real people.
But when you enter and drop down...
Land onto the ground, it is one instance that you are in.
What's another game that's like that?
The closest game that I've seen to it is... You ever played Vigor?
No.
I think we played it together. No? So you have a home base, like your safe zone... Which is, in this case, your ship, right? Vigor has a house.
Okay.
Your safe zone, you can upgrade your ship to, like, to redeploy things quicker, to make them be more effective and stuff like that. Unlock upgrades like a fucking mech suit or a mortar sentry or, like, orbital strikes. You can upgrade all that from there. You can buy guns, armor, other stuff to help you, like, extra health, calling in ordnance. That's like,
so for example, it would be as if Grand Theft Auto Online had different difficulties for the Los Santos you were about to drop in, and then also say you're at like, so like for example in your, it's also almost as if GTA had a live load lobby on your ship.
Kinda.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Kinda. Did you ever play DMZ for Modern Warfare?
No. Wait.
DMZ. It's like Warzone, but it was like you fought bots and other
players. At night? I think you showed me it.
That's co-op.
No, you showed me it's where you can change it at night, and it's only bots, not real people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot like that.
You told me it was more fun, because you can also get extraction at any point in the game. You could just go to the extraction point.
Yeah, that's DMZ.
Okay, yeah.
It plays a lot like that.
Okay. But you're changing the difficulty of, like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It plays a lot like, do you know what a roguelike is? A roguelike game?
No.
So you have your home base, you can choose missions and where to go, you launch those missions, you come back to home base. That's a roguelike.
So it's almost like a Skyrim or RPG, but...
No, you're too open world. It is not...
No, it's not...
I mean, technically it is open world.
Think smaller scale Starfield is what I'm referring to.
Yes.
Except there's a live lobby that you're all in until you load in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense.
And you can't leave. Like, you have to finish the mission. It's hard to explain.
I guess when we end this and I drop you off, you can just show me at home.
Yeah, I can do that. But it's very unique in the way that it works. How the fuck would I even... I don't want to watch Jack Frags. Fallout Plays. We'll do Fallout Plays.
Aw, shit. Here we go again.
So, he's in a mission right now.
Correct.
And these
if
are the
you
other...
die, are you done?
No. See this at the top left?
Yeah.
This is how many lives you have.
19.
So once you die, your teammates will have to... Let me see if I can stop it when he pulls up an ordinance.
You can customize the way you look and stuff?
Yes. It's very customizable. So this is the ship. He's on a ship right now.
I see that.
These are major orders, so every single player who plays has to get these. That we all get the same one, and we work together to complete this. This is your personal order. Only you can do this, and your teammates, but this is personal to you.
It's like you're on your Kasatka.
So with this, you have to liberate planets. That's the one that's happening right now. And a major order is every single person who owns Helldivers works together to do this.
And if you lose that planet, then what?
You'll eventually be able to come. It'll like eventually you will be able to get it again. Like, I don't really know how exactly it works
because
we've liberated a whole lot. And the sectors where those planets were are gone. Like, you can't go there anymore because we liberated them. So I don't know if there's going to be like a big thing that happens.
It's where you circle back and you got to go back.
Yeah.
But I also know that there's everybody's mad. At first, everybody was like, we need to go liberate this planet. Quit going to local planets and fighting bugs. What's that about?
So there's two different
types of enemies.
Yeah. The bugs, which is these guys.
I only see people ever fighting those.
And there's automatons.
Okay.
The robots.
Why does this sound like World of... Is it World of Tomorrow? No, what is it called? That fucking Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah. It seems
those
a lot
are
like
all bugs.
Seems a lot like that electronic bugs.
So it's Terminids and Automatons.
Okay.
Terminids are bugs.
So what's
Terminids
the importance
are on
of
the
doing...
right side of the planet or the solar system. Automatons are on the left side of the solar system.
Automatons are the important ones because those are time costly.
Technically, they're the more bigger threat. The bugs we kill in the lore, we kill them because we use them for fuel. That's why we have space flight.
Okay, but are you ever liberating a planet that's been overrun by bugs, or is it the automatons that are the specific issue?
Automatons and bugs, we have to liberate planets from.
So why are people mad about fighting the bugs instead of the automatons?
Because right now, the major order, the one that you saw, that's for automaton planets.
So it basically, it's like, hey, like your to do today. The more important thing is this.
How
bug.
Recent was the thing you're referencing?
This was when it first happened. When the game first dropped.
When the major orders happen, we have to work together to do it. And if everybody isn't working on the same thing, it's hard to do.
Yeah, because the percentage won't move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, or it'll go down.
Yeah. Yeah. So whenever there's a major order, everybody wants to focus on the major order. And if you're not, so like right now it's automatons. If people were playing a bunch of bugs, you wouldn't be helping.
But didn't the developers also say this isn't even the full game?
Yeah, they have a lot more to
like
do.
They basically, from what I understood, they were like, if you think this is hard, you don't even understand what we have planned.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of scary to hear considering I've heard people work weeks on one planet.
Yeah. So fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sound like a soldier who's tired. So fun.
No, well, because it's difficult. So a lot of my friends...
Before you expand on that thought, if I choose a different difficulty and I'm on that same server of difficulty with everybody else, am I also helping that percentage as much as people who are on hard? Or is it a completely different...
Yes and no.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I believe when you're on Helldive, you are more effective in raising the percentage. But no matter what difficulty you're on, you are helping.
It does go towards it.
Yes.
Okay. God, that must be a nightmare to fucking... Like, as a developer, that must be difficult to be like, well, this guy's on easy, but this guy's on hard. But they're
not
both
really.
But
it's
both
just
helping.
Set percentages for everything.
Okay. Now, but I couldn't be standing next to someone who's on Helldiver while I'm on easy.
No.
Okay. So we are technically separate, but on the same goal.
Yes.
Okay. That's weird. That part of...
So whenever you go to launch into a mission, let me see if I can...
That would be like changing GTA's online difficulty. You know what I mean? That'd be hard. Then again, the only enemy in that game is another player. And I'm assuming in this one, you guys don't fight each other.
Oh, here. This is great. So this is the ship. So over here, you can do your stratagems, ship module. Stratagems are like bombs, guns,
like extra guns, like machine guns are technically ordnance. So you have to call them in and you have them on your back. They're like a heavy weapon. And like mortar sentries, sentry guns, shields, all that. That's all right here. Then here's where you do armor and stuff.
Seems like an actual Starship Trooper game.
Yeah, 100%. Let's see.
Playing rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, it's an emote. So, this is your ship. And then right there, this is the Galactic War Table. This is where you will access missions in your different planets and see the solar system.
It's like the war room.
Yeah. And then back here, where he's walking to, this is what you use to deploy. They're called hell pods.
That I know.
So once you get in these, you can...
You choose where you're deploying to?
Well, you've already picked the planet. Okay, okay. You're picking where you land on the planet.
How big is the planet?
It depends on what you're doing. Like if you're doing a holdout mission, so you land in one area and you just have to survive, those are very, very small. This one is a evacuate priority citizens. So this is a little bigger. So
because you have to travel to evacuate.
Yeah. So you got established communication uplink. These are these two. And then this is where you evacuate the citizens.
Do you think the game would be more fun if they added like the travel aspect of like, not necessarily No Man's Sky. So I guess I'll say like Star Citizen, to where you can like, just kind of fuck around on a planet, but then you're like, all right, I got to get back to my day job.
No, it's not that type of game.
I mean, do you think that would be fun if they integrated something like that?
No, I think it would be tedious.
Why?
Because I don't want to go to a planet just because I can go to a planet. I want to go to a planet for a reason.
Well, it's like you go to a planet and you're like, I'm going to retire. And then your buddies show up to your planet. And they're like, we have a war to fucking save. Like,
no.
No? Not
no.
I don't like story. Fuck me.
On this screen, you can change your armor. You can do that other places, but like if you load in and you're like, all right, I want to change something, you can do that. And then is he gonna do the stratagems? No. Okay. Then you launch in. This is the load screen. These are fucking hilarious, by the way.
On a mission alone and dying to have someone liberating by your side, use an SOS beacon to call in a fellow helldiver.
It's just the manual tips, and it's like if you're dying, just don't like shit like that. It's just funny. These are ordinances. So this is a quasar cannon, and he just picked up a shield generator. Those are things you have to call in.
So they're like loadouts or yeah, the
kind of.
Yeah.
This is the quasar cannon. It's really nice. They are fighting automatons. I believe automatons are more deadly. Obviously, they are. They shoot back at you. Bugs do not shoot. They do fucking spew venom on you, and that's not fun. These guys are the fucking worst. That thing he just shot. Is that what I thought it was? Yeah, that's a Hulk. Fuck them.
Why?
They're rough. They have a flamethrower, machine gun, and you have to shoot their back. They're fucking insane. Is that why
he exploded?
Yeah. You can switch from first to third person, but only when you're aiming so that you can aim better. The entire game is third person, but if you're shooting, you can click the analog stick and go to first.
I think it makes it more fun that it's in third person so you can see how animated everything is.
Ragdolling in this game is very fun. All types of explosions will ragdoll you. Sometimes to the detriment of you. There's ammo, samples, a bunch of other stuff you can pick up. Samples are how you upgrade ordinances.
It seems like there's a lot going on. Is there a good ratio to damage and actually being able to enjoy the game?
Yes. Most of the time, especially when you're in the harder difficulties, most of your time will be spent calling in stratagems, which is explosions and...
Well, it's because it's one of the main issues that I always had with the new Star Wars Battlefront was those lobbies were ridiculous because sometimes it just wasn't fun. You couldn't walk 3 feet without dying. You know what I mean?
Now, it is a lot like that, but there is a lot of good survivability. Certain armor, like there's one armor and it's like 50-50 chance of taking lethal damage, you won't die.
Mm-hmm.
And then the armor I'm using gives me 2 extra grenades, and when I crouch, I have better aim.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of different, like, you don't just want to stand out in the open, you will die. There's guys that shoot rockets at you, like that rocket, see the ragdoll, that mm-hmm. fucks you up. I hate these motherfuckers. The diving is really, really fun. Yeah, that's the fucking Hulk again. It's just a fun fucking game. So right now, this is a, what do you call it? Jammer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't call in stratagems. See how it's static up here?
Yeah.
You can't call in stratagems. So you have to actually go in there without using heavy explosives and shut it all down.
Okay.
There's a lot of niche aspects to this game. I really like the naming system. Like, if you look down here, see how it's T2 and S1, and I can't see his. JJ? J3? J3, right? So that's how all the names will display. It's a letter and a number, but it's really cool because the letter will always be the start of your gamer tag. So mine's like S5, S4.
Okay.
And I really like that. Like, his name is Jack Frag, so his is J3.
Okay.
You can... Stims are what you use to heal. Here. So, these are your grenades right here. You usually have 4, I have 6. This is the shield, so that's how much health it has left. It does regen. This is your ammo. And right now, he's completely out of ammo. He needs to reload. If you are, like, half full with your ammo... you'll just drop the mag. You won't save that ammo. And then under this, I can't move my mouse when I go to show you. But right below his gun, that's your stims. That's how you heal. And then to the left of that is your health.
Have you seen that one video to where there's those two dudes don't realize they're like about to deploy a nuke?
The hell bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, it can't be that big. And they start running away. They're like, this should be a good enough distance, and then it drops, and they're like, nope, not far away enough, not far away enough.
So this is a tank. They're fucking awful.
Why?
Yeah, okay. Oh, you see up here, hasn't shown us the actual menu, but
what's
this,
the up, down, right, left, D-pad. Up?
Fuck. That in the middle of this chaos?
You have to hold, I'll say Xbox terms, you have to hold LB and type them in.
This one says B. Or no, he's got 8 lives, never mind.
Yeah, there. So he's holding LB. These are his stratagems. So,
bro, they couldn't come up with an easier concept.
So this is the biggest bomb you can drop without it being a hell bomb. Yeah. Hell bomb is a nuke.
I figured.
A 500 kilogram bomb is a, think of it as a surface to air missile. It's a big bomb. This is my favorite one to use. Then there's a walking laser cannon, and it's just a laser that beams from the sky and follows enemies. Then the shield generator is what he's wearing.
I've also seen them use their drops to kill bugs.
Yes, this resupply right here. If it's a big tank, you probably know I'm talking about the bug. If you throw it on his ass, the resupply can hit his ass, murder him.
I also was told not to waste ammo shooting the outside of the bug. It's when specifically he opens his mouth.
Yes, most bugs have armor and you won't be able to do anything unless you're behind them.
Yeah.
Or if their mouth is open.
Is it their mouth?
Usually.
Okay.
Usually. That was a 500 kilogram bomb. That's how big that was. That's this thing.
Gotcha. Well, I don't have a PS5, so I can never play this, but...
It's really fun.
I'm well aware it's really fun. I just don't think I'll be able to do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't kill your computer. I wonder why it looks so choppy.
Still choppy.
Oh, that looks better.
So this is the map.
Looks like a moon.
There's first person. I want to see him extract.
This is his resupply.
So when you, it's really cool when stuff you call in that lands, comes down, you can actually see it come fly over and start dropping from your ship. See? Flies over because his ship's right here. And it drops down towards the beam.
And I would see how that would kill a bug.
So they're escorting the citizens right now. And once they do that, they're ready to go. Yep, they got the citizens evacuated. So a really cool part about this, you get more XP for evacuating, but see how it says mission completed?
Yeah.
So this is your main priority mission, and there's side missions to do on the planet. They're really quick. Mostly it's just blow this fucking thing up.
Right.
But if you complete this and you don't extract, it's still a mission complete.
Okay.
You still get XP and a bunch of other shit. I want him to extract. I want you to see there. Oh, he already did it. So once you complete your mission, you got to go to this thing, this big blue thing in the sky right there. And that is what calls in the shuttle. You see the shuttle incoming, defend extraction zone. Mm-hmm. So once you get to that, you have to, this thing, you have to defend it. I mean, you can't really blow it up. You just have to stay inside the circle and stay alive.
Jesus Christ.
So you have to defend that. And once that is defended, a ship comes to get you. It's very hectic usually. Yep, there's also a mech suit. This was recently added in the last couple weeks. There's a bot drop. You saw those motherfuckers come out. And a tank dropped as well. I believe they're on Helldive. Yeah, they're on Helldive. That's this 9 up here. So they're on the hardest difficulty. See, he died, and they didn't have any reinforcements.
This looks ridiculous.
So he'll be dead and spectating for a little bit, for another minute. So you know how that number was like 18 in the beginning?
Yeah.
Once you get to like 0, it'll be a countdown, but it doesn't stack more than 1 once you're out. So you have to wait like 2 minutes if you die.
And I also heard people complaining about you don't technically play the same character.
I mean, they weren't complaining. I think that's a really cool thing.
No, the whole point, like they established that in your training. It's yeah. like, you're just a soldier, bro.
Yeah. So once you die and you come back down.
You're technically a different soldier.
Completely different person.
Yeah. Okay. Someone was complaining about that.
I've went through 178 people.
Really? Does it have a count of how many people?
How many deaths?
Meaning?
How many people you have been.
Okay, so what are you counting? Are you counting it as a new person if you have lives? Or only no, if you like, run out of lives?
Back on the ship. No matter, once you die, it's a new person.
Even if you have
yes,
lives?
Okay, new person.
Okay.
On your ship, you can see your stats, how many people you've killed, how many melee kills, how many stuff you've extracted, all that. And on my, it'll tell you your deaths. I've died 178 times the entire time I played this game.
I guarantee there's a guy out there trying to get the least amount.
I think I'm doing pretty good. I've done 54 missions and died 178 times.
Really? I meant like there's a guy out there that's trying to stay one guy. You know what I'm saying?
It's possible.
It looks hard.
There's a achievement for doing the hardest difficulty without dying.
That would make sense considering, because I thought that was funny. Everybody was saying like the training's weird because like you fucking die.
Oh my God, dude. The training, it's...
It's meant to establish.
I love Starship Troopers.
It's meant to establish you are fucking replaceable, right?
I love Starship Troopers. And this is a very Starship Troopers training.
Yeah.
Approaching LZ. Next recruit, prepare to dismount. From here, recruit. Use your map to find your way to the training facility.
Can you run faster than that?
Dropping yeah. a pin. West.
Welcome to Helldiver Training. Your instructor is waiting for you up ahead. Please proceed.
I'm General Fresh, Super Earth's oldest and most grizzled war hero, and I'm not easy to impress. Helldiver training is the toughest test in the galaxy, but I can tell that doesn't scare you. Impressive.
What?
By the end of this, you'll be like, that's it.
Because it's so easy?
Not even that. It's just, it's a short, they're like after this it's training, like, you're in.
Yeah, it's like it has nothing to do with the shit you're about to deal with. Don't you get killed if you look in that one thing?
I've never witnessed such acrobatic
yeah, like right here.
A lot of people didn't understand that you have to crawl. Once you die, you have to crawl. Simulator. That's why a lot of people die. Right.
I mean, at the end, when he goes up to the thing and it stabs
him. It doesn't kill you. Like, a lot of people stand up right there, and you're supposed to crawl.
Impeccable! Like I always
right
say,
here.
The best simulation is a real simulation. Now,
it just gets you damaged so you can use a stim.
Injury simulator.
It's not supposed to kill you.
sweet liberty, my bride.
Someone was commenting about this.
Catch yourself up.
I guess if you die and don't stem up, it says killed by unknown. But then other times, I can't. It was the TikTok I was watching.
Someone, I've been killed by unknown while playing. Like,
yeah, that's what they were talking about.
That's just like, say, like you get like a bug fucking hits you and a bomb goes off and something else. It'll just be like.
And some people have been like, it said it was killed by my teammate and we weren't even near each other. And it definitely
It's just a bug.
Okay.
It's not like a sneaky thing that's happening. It's just like a lot of times fucking Tyler, oh my god, Doc Teletub, he got a computer so he can play Helldivers with us.
Why?
Because he wanted a computer.
I want a computer. I got one.
He got a $2,000 computer.
Fuck you, Tyler.
Oh dude, his setup's nice. I'll show you.
I don't want to see it.
But he got it. And dude is so bad about killing everyone on accident.
Does he play controller?
Keyboard.
Oh, he's probably still getting...
No. It's a 380mm barrage.
The computer?
No, that's the stratagem that comes down.
Okay.
And it has like a really weird pathing of what it shoots. So it's really big rockets that come down.
And he
down.
Just kills all of you.
And it like comes down, it comes across, you get sideways. But it's very indecisive on how... Like it's not a set pathing. It's randomized in a bubble. So you can throw it down in the middle of something and you could be like 500 feet away and it'll just be like, bam, and just shoot you. And they're very helpful, but very bad.
There, good as new. Now, look sharp. You're about to encounter democracy's sworn enemy, recruit. There it is. The Terminate. The Scourge of Liberty. Arm yourself and show that bug the true meaning of freedom. Jedi precision. Now, use a grenade to close up that bug hole. Otherwise, they'll just keep coming.
Fire in the hole.
Catapult of an arm! On to the next section. Look up in the sky, recruit. That there is a super destroyer. And its all-powerful stratagems are yours to command. Use a stratagem now to take care of those bugs. Just make sure you take a few steps back.
Out of ammo!
Ah, the will of democracy. Good work.
You can stick it right to him.
Some can, yeah. Some bounce.
I saw one bounce and it landed on his friend.
Next lesson. Helldivers fight in squads. Meet your new squad mate.
Greetings, fellow Helldiver.
What a fine soldier. Your brother at arms. A battle-forged bond that could never be replaced. Until now. Here's your real lesson, soldier. Squad mates can and will perish tragically all the time. Now, use the reinforcement stratagem to have another Helldiver take their place.
Greetings, fellow Helldiver.
Well done, soldier. It takes uncommon resolve to move past the death of your ally with so little pause. Load yourself up, recruit. This is the real deal. It's just you, the gun in your hands, and 2,000 megatons of explosives in close orbit. That's it! Against a genius tactical mind like yourself, you are literally invincible. Hold up, recruit. It's finally time to call in the big guns.
Use the support weapon stratagem to get yourself a real weapon.
So these are the heavy weapons I was telling you about. Those have to be called in. You can't have them
That's
in your loadout.
The stuff. Now, use a resupply stratagem to get yourself some more ammo. You've reached your final test. In dire need of liberation from the Terminid Scourge. Activate that terminal! I've never seen such flawless terminal activation. Find it and plant it where all can see its democratic glory. Make sure you show it the proper respect.
Is this guy screaming?
Freedom! Freedom forever!
Glorious work, recruit! Already you've advanced the cause of democracy further than any soldier I've ever seen. You've proved your worth. You're ready to don your cape.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That is it.
That's fucking hilarious.
The Hell Diver.
And the cape means you pass training.
Galactic war. They're in your hands.
I fuck
now
with the cape.
General Brush,
you look a lot cooler with the cape.
That's it. That's the training.
What is it? This? But he's not doing it tight.
And out.
Like up your ass. Yeah. Like.
Then you go in a cryopod, and then you go up to a ship, and that's what you deploy.
Jesus Christ.
Cargo loading complete.
So there's not much to it.
Ready.
That is the training.
That's fucking hilarious. Okay.
And you're ready to go fight motherfuckers.
And you die immediately.
Yeah. I think that's it.
How quickly did you die on your first go around?
I didn't die my first three missions.
Really?
Yes.
How'd you feel? Proud?
Like I was not ready.
Why?
Because I was on the easiest difficulty. Like I was going up in difficulty each mission.
What's wrong with that though?
No, because on the easiest difficulty, it's not hard. It's fucking easy.
That makes it fun though.
Right. No, I like being challenged. I like going
I like being shot at.
I like going on Hell Dive and being like, oh, fucking no!
Is it a proximity chat? No.
No, but you can do game chat.
Game chat.
Just like no parties in the game.
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. Okay. How many people are on the mission with you? Just four?
Four including you.
So why can't you just drop down to a city and there's like 150 of you just trying to kill all these bugs?
That might be an event. That is something that's being talked about.
Okay, okay.
Is like one huge
have a lobby, yeah.
And then like you got to load in with like 64 other people.
They did it with Warzone, but the difference in Warzone is the only other thing that's like moving and stuff aren't PCs. They're not NPCs. They're actual just people. I feel like it'd be a lot to have that lobby.
Well, they did the Kong and the Godzilla event on Warzone.
And that was big. You're right.
Have you seen that?
And I guess they've been doing it with Fortnite for a long time. Fortnite's a little different in graphics, but... Is Godzilla really there?
I think it was two.
Why don't you scroll up to Godzilla event? Warzone.
It's not the new Empire, this one.
Udo. Than anything we could ever hope to comprehend.
Wait a minute, I think I played when this was going on, and they don't even mess with you, do they? Okay, they could do it then.
Behind him, you can see him on the map right here.
Still remain. There's still plenty of money ahead.
This is sick.
So they could definitely do something like that.
They could.
Okay. But they have been talking about doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, because that would be sick if they could do that. That'd be really dope.
But no, dude, it's really fun. I really like it.
No shit.
Yep.
We can get off here. My ass
I gotta take a shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah, no. It's really fun. We'll have better topics to talk about next time.
What are you talking about? We talked the whole time.
I mean, I just felt like we, I don't know. Fuck you.
I enjoyed this one a lot, actually, as a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact.
We're just bullshit until the thing plays so that we can do it on the way out. What the fuck happened? Why are there so many intros?
Just click play.
Is this the Circles podcast?
Fuck you.
Wait, or is it the intro too?
Why would it be intro too?
Is this the Circles podcast?
Because they're different.
What's the difference?
I don't know, but they're different. That's why one says intro two and one says intro.
But there's two intro twos.
Is this the Circles podcast?
I think this one's quiet. And it goes a little something like, I don't know, dude.
Maybe the yeah isn't at the end.
But one of them doesn't have the yeah, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know, dude.
Take it easy, everybody.
Later, guys.